In the meantime, did your father-in-law's business was like under the name of a Gentile family?
No, Hashkovich.
I mean, he was allowed to keep. He was taken away right away, right?
Yes.
1944.
Yes. And when this Hungarian SS, I don't know how you call Nilos.
The same thing. Yeah. The Iron Guard or whatever.
Yeah. When they take him away. My mother-in-law and myself, we were scared that they will come and they will search the whole house for money and for jewelry. And I had a very hard time to put away everything, and I did whatever. But they don't come. Only I was once visiting him in this seminarium, this rabbinar seminarium, and I saw him only 2 minutes, and he wanted to tell me where he put some very, very
precious stones.
Yeah, some jewelry, and he couldn't tell me because the SS was beside us, and it was the last I saw him. And my first husband never came home.
When was he taken away?
My son born in May 1942, and in the middle of October.
1942?
Yes.
1942. To a labor camp? Was he forced labor?
Yes. 1942.
Did he ever get home before?
No, he once or twice. This time in 1942, my father-in-law told him, if you need money, just send a little note, and if you can help yourself, just send and we will pay. And once he sent a little note, and my father-in-law paid, and from this time, we didn't hear.
You didn't know where he was taken?
No. I know some Shime Lipishagi, some Russia's little village, and after the war, one man came and he said that my first husband was so good to everybody. He went to take all the food from the, I don't know how you call.
In the village?
No, you know, it was supply, food supply.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. And my husband take more and give away to the people who was very, very hungry. To the men. Anyways, he said maybe Andor is already home, but he didn't. And after 10 years, I remember.